following podcast contains spoilers.
All right, this is episode 2 of Noob and Solo Talk Anime. Today we're covering Charlotte. A quick intro on Charlotte. Charlotte is a 2015 Japanese anime television series produced by PA Works and Aniplex and directed by Yoshiyuki Asai. The anime aired 13 episodes in Japan between July 5th and September 27th, 2015. Original video animation episode was released in March 2016. Two manga series were serialized in the ASCII Media Works Dengeki G's comic. And a summary of the plot, Charlotte follows the story of four students in an alternate reality from Hoshinami Academy, a school founded to protect children with special abilities that develop during puberty as they search for and protect others like them throughout Japan. So with that out of the way, what was your overall impressions, Josh? Well, Solo?
Well, let's see. It's kind of a hard question to ask, because the show is pretty much a roller coaster, I would say. It's kind of slow at certain parts, but then faster paced at other parts. But overall, I would say I liked it. I enjoyed the majority of it. When you're dealing with things that involve time travel, though, it always gets a little messy. So I think that's kind of its biggest problem, is that it goes time travel, which is very hard not to have plot holes with. So there's still some plot holes I think we need to talk about. And
no, I felt like they did a good job with the time.
They did a good job.
Infinity War with it or anything like
they,
that.
They did a good job, but there's still some plot holes that bother me a little bit.
I guess once we get into these plot holes of yours, maybe I'll change
that,
my mind.
That should have been overall, a category, actually, is plot holes. That should have been a separate category.
Overall, though, I went into this anime looking for something else. I was looking for just your typical teen romance, like comedy, drama, whatever. And it ended up being something else entirely. But, like, I was surprised in a good way by it. Like, I forgot what show I just finished before. Well, actually, I had to remember what show I just finished before that. It was No Guns Life. But I feel like this show was overall, it was really surprising. I thought, like, especially like what made it really strong is the main character. Typically, in a lot of anime, even anime that I really enjoy, I am not too fond of the main character, but I felt like this main character was the right amount of, like, decent guy slash asshole. You know, somebody that's, like, more relatable to us normal people who wasn't raised, like, in the Catholic Church or something crazy like that. Like, he was a guy who had, like, you know, like, the main character, Yu, I felt like he had realistic motivations for a lot of stuff he wanted to do. He wasn't trying to be good just because good is the right thing to do. He was actually pretty selfish, especially at the start of the series and stuff. But, like, even, like, at his most, like, you know, at his worst, he still had redeeming qualities even from the start. And, he matures quite a bit over the course of, like, you know, those 13 episodes. But overall, I felt like the premise is set up something solid, and it made me want to keep watching from episode to episode.
Well, I mean, you watched it all in one setting, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, that kind of says a lot. I mean, I just watched 5 episodes in a row, so I watched half of it in one setting, and the other half I watched probably a week ago. I watched the first part in, like, 2 days. So, I mean, it's definitely an engaging show. Where I stopped watching is right when his sister dies, and that whole episode where he's, like, depressed or whatever. So, like, as soon as he came back from that, I was just like, ah, what the fuck ever. That's why I stopped watching, because I was like, okay, yeah, he has this little arc, and he's going to go back, and everything's going to be the exact same. So that's why.
You know what, though? I was like, when his sister died, I actually, like, that actually hit me, like, pretty hard, because, like, even though his sister doesn't have, like, I guess a whole lot of time on screen compared to a lot of the other characters, I felt like, the little time that she had on screen, it was like strong character building, and like it wasn't like, you know, one of those little sisters from a lot of other anime that's just I felt like almost pet like, but like I felt like, you know, she's like, you know, somebody I could like, you know, like imagine being somebody's real little sister or something like. And overall, I felt like, you know, his relationship with his sister was, you know, definitely built up quite a bit before that too, which made her death pretty impactful. Like everything about that was I thought that everything about that was handled like pretty well. And I will say, I mean, I guess we can get to that after this. Everything before that, like, you know, it's like showing him like kind of like, you know, willing to let go of a little bit of selfishness and stuff that I was talking about he had like at the very beginning. But I felt like that moment was the turning point of the show.
I mean, I didn't really feel like that. I felt as soon as his sister died, he had his little depressed phase like anyone would, and then he just kind of went back to, I mean, because he had already changed, and then especially when we get to the time travel plot, technically he was not even like that to begin with, because we saw who he actually was in the original timeline.
But that was another timeline, though. That character that he's in this timeline is not, like, did not have the same experiences as that character.
Yeah, I know, but it, like, just that whole thing, that whole experience, it's like, it's hard to say kind of where this character lies for me, because there's multiple versions of this character. Like, who's the true character? That's the thing. Like, I don't even know, because he gets those memories back, so it's like he's a combination of those personalities.
That is something that actually confused me, too. How did he get memories back from himself from another timeline? It's like,
from the music.
Yeah, but how come his sister and, like, anybody else from that timeline, other timeline, never got their memories back?
They might have not had that memory cue. I mean, in real life, people that have memory loss, if there are certain triggers that do make them recall. There's people that do have amnesia, and we see the same effect on her, on the what's-her-name's brother. So, like, you know, she sings the song, and then he kind of has a relapse. I mean, we see just the power of music in general, like, as far as this kind of how it affects people in the series. So, I mean, it made sense to me.
You know what? It gave me, like, that makes me, like, think of a theory. Like, maybe, it, like, because you notice in both of those cases, it was, Sayla, the girl from ZN, it was, her singing that, like, triggered, like, you know, this memory recovery and stuff. So maybe that was, leftover from an ability that she had, because
she sacrificed her eyes for the power of whatever,
for some power. She I didn't know what power she was talking about, but maybe like it had something to do with her music. Like maybe her music can like trigger memories or like, you know, something like that. And I mean, like, even though, like, I guess at that point she would have been like, would she have been? I guess she would have been too old, like, because, you know, like, they lose their ability by the time, like, I guess, they turn 18 or something.
Yeah, it's 18. And the from what we know of the timeline, 12 years is how long powers develop. So anyone who's within, anyone who hit puberty 12 years ago was within the age of puberty to 18, within that 12-year range, could have potentially had powers, from what we understand.
Yeah, so...
So she definitely could have been that case. Now, what I was thinking is maybe her power was the same power as the other guy, his brother who was blind. Maybe she had that same ability somehow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, I was thinking, did she have the power to, like, time travel or something like that?
But
like,
I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to say, because we never saw in the series that someone had the same ability. I mean, because that was a question I had, is it possible for someone to have the same ability? You know, that's not something that was answered, really.
There are cases where people do have the same abilities, though. Like,
they have similar, like, super similar.
Like, remember Kumagami, he had, like, the ability to locate other users, like, and stuff, and... Like, even after he dies, he finds somebody else who has that same ability.
It's a different ability, though. It's like a different type.
I mean, it's the same ability. Like,
well, no, because he can look at a map and just see where they're at on the map as dots.
Oh, yeah. Like, so Konami, he couldn't really control it either. It just would rain.
Yeah, so, like, his was a more perfect ability, if you think about it. I don't know if his ability, the tracking ability that he gets, also if he could know what power they had beforehand. Because he seemed surprised by the powers, I think. But I don't know. That was a little confusing, not clear. What do you think of the overall story with how the powers came to the world with the comet?
What did you ask?
Like the main whole of the story of how powers came to be in the universe with the comet.
Like the meteor or comet or whatever?
Yeah.
So
you know that's where the name.
I don't even feel like that was even really relevant. I mean, that was like basically a way to explain how, you know, they were getting powers, but it didn't really come into play at any point.
The anime is called Charlotte, though. That comet is called Charlotte. It's the Charlotte.
Oh, that's
comet.
Why. See, because the thing is, like, you remember when I suggested, I was like, I have no idea why it's called Charlotte. There's not a character in this show at all called Charlotte.
Yeah, it's because the comet is called Charlotte. So.
Oh. That's something I didn't even realize till now. Oh,
yeah,
man.
And I read about it a little bit. The name originally actually comes from it's a Japanese song called Charlotte by some Japanese band. I forget the name of the band, but the creator, that's where he got the name Charlotte, and then the meteor's the comet's name Charlotte, like in homage to that song. So I mean, music even in the creation of the name. That's why I think music in this show. Kind of like the previous show, Angel Beats. I mean, I don't want to spoil that since you haven't seen it. But I mean, there's a common theme kind of with the power of music. Music has a pretty important power in this story too, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do feel like it, especially like Zian's music. Like, it seemed to have like, you know, some kind of like real impact on like,
well,
you know, a lot of characters
even
already. Like, and I think it may have even had like some kind of an impact on now, because she did seem to like, you know, basically like, you know, zone out to an extent whenever she was listening to that music, and I guess like that to a certain extent, like it either like, you know, kept her like, you know, like stable, or maybe like, you know, like helped her like keep her connection with her brother or whatever.
Well, even Yusa, the pop idol, like her power of her music, you know, she literally has magic spells or whatever, and she has
like
songs.
Her magic spells are just awesome.
Well,
too.
I'm just saying, so she kind of has her own like the subtle power of kind of, you know, music. And how it kind of has control. I mean, there's that whole weird scene where they have us watch that whole music video. I didn't understand the purpose of that whole scene where we had to watch her have that music video. I've been trying to wrap my brain around that, because like, what it kind of stops the flow of the show, and it makes you sit there and watch the music video, and everyone's like, "How'd you like it?" Like, it was kind of weird. That scene in particular. I just think I might have been missing something there. That might have been some kind
of... I don't know.
Of...
I think it was just more of an excuse to pit Yusa on the screen more, because I don't know what it is about her, but she's just a legitimately awesome character.
Well, we can go into more
like,
detail,
you know,
on that
and
when we get to the...
Takajo's obsession with her, it's like... it made me want to, like... Just like keep watching, because like, you saw him like, you know, when they were in the grocery store, his obsession got to the point where it scared her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Up to that
fan.
Point, I thought she was completely oblivious to just how much he just worshipped the ground she walked on.
See, but, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that type of humor in anime. Like, I really, I don't find that stuff very funny.
I found it funny.
It's whatever to me. I've never liked that comedy. That's why I don't like a lot of harem anime in general, is because it relies so heavily on that comedy. That's usually why I don't enjoy most of those animes. So.
Well, see, the thing is, I was like going into this like when I saw like the title screen and stuff, I was thinking, huh, this is another harem anime, and I love myself a good harem anime.
The only reason I knew it wasn't gonna be like that is just because of the I knew about the connection to Angel Beats, so I knew it wasn't gonna be your traditional show. And I can even say, like, when they were foreshadowing throughout the series about his brother, I didn't necessarily
draw a connection to time travel, but I did suspect that his memory was erased. So like that part was kind of a little caught me off guard that they kind of went the whole time travel route with it. And
Yeah.
here's a question for you about the time travel portion. So her brother never gets to actually meet the lead singer then, and that he never gets to get recovered now.
You know what? Yeah, I think yeah, you're right.
And that
Because
kind of
like after
bothers
that,
me.
like the time travel thing kind of erases all of that, doesn't it?
And I'm sure that that could still potentially happen, but in my mind, that's one of the plot holes to me. I mean, obviously it doesn't destroy the plot, but it kind of like, I don't know.
Well, he could meet Zian again in like, another time,
I
or
feel like that's very unlikely. I mean,
I don't think that's entirely
it was
unlikely.
unlikely for him to actually run into her anyways, but
I mean,
but that's anime, and I mean just storytelling in general, obviously.
There's a good chance that he's gonna run into her again. 'Cause like you remember, I think she said didn't she say at one point it was fated for us to meet or something?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I might be getting confused with another anime because I've been through like 20 in the past month.
Yeah, you should probably. You really need to calm down. I really don't think you should be watching that much.
Well, on the like how did what did you think about like the art and animation and stuff?
I mean, it's pretty basic. I mean, I like the character designs a lot. Like, obviously, the anime chicks are cute.
Yeah, did you notice that they did use quite a bit of like actual 3D like in mixed in with the traditional animation, especially like parts where in that classroom and stuff, you could tell like they were actually using like actual like real time 3D and models and stuff, and like maybe mixing in like 2D animation in with stuff. I thought it like, gave the whole show like a really new unique look.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good overall. I don't really have any complaints about it. I'm not really too picky, though, on animation styles, really. There's very few
I mean,
that bother me.
I'm not really picky either, but I've watched so much that I pick up on little stuff like that, and it just it like engrosses me in a show more.
To me,
I
it's
think.
about how they use it, and it's more about kind of direction, like kind of how the shots are, what they choose to show, the angles. I'm focused more on that just because of just studying film and things of that nature. That's kind of the things
Yeah.
I enjoy. The actual style that it uses, as long as it's like fluid and smooth. I mean, there's not a lot of action in the show, but when there is action, I mean, it's really smooth and the colors are good, obviously. I mean, it's pretty good. I don't know if it's necessarily better than that.
I would say like like the animation what really was what blew my mind. Like the character designs, with the exception, I mean, a lot of the character designs I thought were pretty like plain. But then Yusa and her sister Misa, which I guess they're technically like as a character design, they're overall the same. But like the little subtle differences they made between Yusa and Misa were. I thought was enough to make them like, even though they were like the like pretty much the
This
same
is
like they had the same design, they were like different,
Aniplex, right?
huh?
Aniplex or whatever.
Yes.
They're one of the producing publishing companies that worked for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they usually make pretty high quality stuff for most of their stuff that they work
Yeah.
with.
I mean, like I said, like I think like what really like made like Yusa and Misa stick out for me is the fact that they were the same, like they were these like they had the same body, but like when Yusa would switch into Misa mode and then when she would switch back and stuff, you could
Well,
tell.
I
I mean, it
mean,
wasn't even just that the eye color change; it was like they made like subtle changes in like like facial expressions and like the body like overall body language of the character, the way she stood, like her different poses, the way she walked, like they made like little subtle changes like that to make this feel like it was a completely different character.
yeah, I mean, and then just kind of to finish up on the overall category, then we can get into powers specifically. But the music was really good too. I definitely, especially compared to No Gun's Life, the tracks in this, there was emotional tracks, there was tracks like just from the music groups that really fit the theme and the mood, and it all carried over pretty well. So I appreciate that comparison to No Guns Left, which you shouldn't even compare the two, honestly.
I mean, I
But
like, it's like what you were saying with music being a big part of the show. I felt like that even extended to the soundtrack, the show itself. Not just the music that was happening within the show, and the fact that you had multiple different musician characters, like Yusa, like you had Misa was also like a musician. She was like in a rock band or something, right? You had
yeah.
what was the like Sayla from ZN and stuff. You had like Nao's brother, and like I felt like like they incorporated like not just the music going on in the show, but the actual soundtrack of the show itself, and like the different like background music playing between episodes really well. In particular, the opening is like one of the best openings I've seen in an anime this year.
I don't know if it's the best opening.
I'm gonna say it's one of the best I've seen this year at
I
least.
would say it's above average. I wouldn't say it's
That
anything
opening is
special.
awesome. That opening was freaking awesome. Like that part in the opening where like he's just like standing like on that sidewalk, and like it zooms into his eye and stuff. Like that
Yeah.
whole part, along with the fact that the music ramps up right at that time,
The part
it
where it
like.
looks exactly like Code Geass.
I mean, I haven't seen Code
He does
Geass
the
yet, so.
well in code he does the thing where he puts his fingers around his eye and it zooms in on his eye. They do the same thing in Code Geass. It's just
Well, maybe like they. I actually, I don't know when Code Geass came out, like, but
Code Geass came
I'm.
out long before this, but the thing is,
So maybe they drew some inspiration, but I feel like this
I'm pretty
overall, like
sure.
especially the way they did that in the opening. Everything else about the opening was awesome too. Like the part where like now like will like literally just like start dancing while wearing the headphones like during that like, last half of the opening and stuff, and then it goes to everybody else like doing whatever they are doing. Everything about that opening is memorable to me. The opening alone, I would say, is enough reason to warrant watching this.
I think the, I mean, honestly, with that Code Geass parallel, I mean, it's, they definitely had to draw some inspiration from him. It could be a subtle reference to it in the
I
opening.
mean, like if you're gonna draw inspiration, draw like some inspiration from something that was good to begin with.
Well, I mean, his power, though, I think his power, like his regular power, like the controlling people, I mean, that's kind of what Geass sort of does, but not entirely.
Yeah,
But obviously, we don't want to
but
spoil that since you have not seen that, but.
well, like since you brought it up, let's get into powers. First of all, before we go into all their powers, which there were many, what was your overall favorite ability in the show?
I mean, it really, you gotta define what favorite is.
Which ability would you like to have most out of all the abilities that were like were in the show?
I mean, obviously, it's really hard to say. I guess the plunder ability is just kind of broken.
Well, plunder is off the table because that's just cheating. So, out of all
Yeah.
the other abilities,
I mean, it's on the list here, plunder. I mean,
I put it on the list. Well, we'll talk about plunder, but like
let's
plunder is
say,
basically saying you want every ability, but like outside
but
of
there
plunder,
are penalties for having every ability. My,
it's
but,
not a penalty. Like the only penalty is for having plunders. If you plunder too many abilities, you
well,
start to lose your mind.
that's what I want to talk about just before we get into individual powers, just the whole idea of what power is. So the whole theme setting it up is that they're imperfect powers. It's something they kind of go back to multiple times, that these powers are all imperfect, coincidentally. So like the powers, that was like a very big theme at the beginning. Like
Yeah,
every
it was
power
actually they
has.
actually like they actually like hyped it up for like comedic effect or anything, just how imperfect all their powers are.
Yeah, but that was kind of like a thing that they have. But Plunder, the only ill effect I see to it is that it has, like, you lose your memory if you do it too much. That's like the only.
Well, like not just lose your memory, you lose your mind. Like remember, he went completely nuts at one point, thought he was God.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just. But I don't know if it natively has a negative thing if you don't overuse it, right? It has basically no ill effect. So it's like really broken.
I mean, like, yeah, but the mental, I would say if you don't overuse it, like if you just pick, hey, I'm just gonna plunder these 10 really awesome powers, like I'd say yeah, that'd be great and all, but plunder, I think plunder in general, like it's like a little too OP. It's basically like being Rogue from X-Men, or like Peter Petrelli from Heroes. Like, you know, he's basically got everybody's power just by looking at them. But out of the other powers, which are like, you know, not like just, you know, beyond like, you know, OP, I would personally say powers I would want is definitely the time leap. Obviously, either time leap or thought. Oh, actually, you know, in an age with internet, you don't need thoughtography. I don't know why that was
What?
a
Which
thing.
one was thoughtography?
The one where he could like just look at somebody and imagine something and it would make a picture of it.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like, remember he made that picture of now and her stuff.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, you know, like Time Leap is definitely like, you know, the ability I would want most, because obviously if I had the ability to time leap, I would like look up a bunch of like lottery results, or maybe like, you know, some horse races or something, and I would use that ability to go back in time and make myself filthy rich.
What kind of power is courage, by the way? The power courage? Like, come on.
It was the last ability that was shown in the show.
I know, but what was the point?
I you know what?
I feel like that was some kind of metaphor that that's over my head.
I felt
I
like it
mean,
was like a Pandora's box type of moment, where like, you know how in Pandora's box all of these things escape, and the last thing that's left in a box is hope. Like, I felt like it was that type of thing where, like, you know,
I
he
mean, that
like
would have made sense if the last power was hope, but courage is not the
well
same
like,
as
you know,
hope.
like I think, you know, they made it like courage because like of the fact that he was like, you know, at a point where he was basically lost his mind, lost all of his memories, and he may have been scared about like what was even going to happen after that. So like him getting that last power that he got was like courage. Like, maybe it was like something like more like, you know, like thought-provoking than anything. But that aside, courage is a stupid power to have. So yeah, I mean, there's no questioning that if you had the ability to like be able to lift stuff with your mind, or like, you know, like fly or jump through time or whatever, you're not gonna choose courage as your power.
Well,
Like,
do we know the extent of the healing power?
no, we only ever saw it used once, and she like I
She
guess
healed a
she could
small cut, but it
yeah,
was
pretty much that she
implied,
could.
that she could heal, or he could heal his eye completely
Yeah,
from.
but he didn't want to do it because he thought like he would be tempted to use Time Leap to go back and reverse all of that mess.
So I think of all the powers, I would probably pick healing. It's pretty much the most subtle power, but it's also something you could, because it's something you could use very sparingly, depending on how you're using it. Time leap is not a good power if you use it too much, but.
I think, well, the thing is, you only need to go back in time, make yourself filthy rich, and then, like, you know, forget you ever had the power.
Yeah, but I just don't like the idea of the time leap power in
But
general.
the thing about Time Leap that sucks is, like, you know, like that limitation on his like on Shunsuke's specific ability, like is that he could only time leap into like himself in like a previous time. So like he couldn't go back in time like to before he was born. He could only jump back into his body at a previous point in his life.
Yeah, I mean
So
that's a very common thing for a lot of time travel stuff.
yeah, so like that I mean,
But
so
so we were talking about this, the time leap ability. I really hate the time leap ability. I just think,
I've
'cause to me it really truthfully is just beyond powerful.
It's not beyond powerful. I mean,
It's
if
the
you
most
want
powerful.
I mean, there's other abilities that could probably trump Time Leap, because like Time Leap does have another huge disadvantage, and that he needs to be able to see out of both eyes to use it. Remember how like they were limiting him from using the Time Leap when they were in the facility? They just blindfolded him.
Yes, but the extent of what the power could mean, the potential of what it could do is very problematic. I mean, it's honestly my biggest problem with the time travel in the show, it's not that necessarily them time traveling was a paradox or completely conflicting itself. It was just that the idea, like, I was buying the idea of the comet giving people powers, but to give someone the power of time travel is kind of stupid to me. I don't.
No, I feel like, I would have been disappointed if they didn't get the ability to time travel.
Well, but when you think about just superhero fiction in general, there's usually not someone that has a time travel power.
I was hoping they would explore the time travel more, though.
Like,
Imagine if they had explored the multiverse of
well,
Charlotte.
my thing is, I like time travel as a as something that happens or something that's like a like it's different than superpowers. 'Cause like to me, everyone else has superpowers. The time travel ability is not a superpower. It's like a whole it's like a completely different type of thing to me. Like, I don't think about it in terms of a superpower. So, like, this is like a superpower show. All these kids have superpowers, but then there's one guy has the ability to time travel. It's not an actual superpower to me. It's something much more. Like, that's why I like a lot of anime that do time travel.
Well,
Have
like
you seen
you know what
the
the thing
girl who
is
leapt
though?
through time?
Huh?
Have you seen the girl who leapt through time?
No, that's actually on my list, my watch list on Funimation.
Okay. Well, basically, I like when time travel in anime, on all the time travel, I've seen many, many time travel animes. I like when it's just a thing that happens to a character rather than it being an actual power. Like, I don't really like it in that term. Like, it's just like a power, like that they just have from the comic. Like, I don't like it. It's in the same vein as all these other powers because I feel like it's on a whole different plane, a whole different level than the other powers. Like, no other power goes to that. Like, I mean, potentially there's someone who could manipulate fucking reality. When you're talking about time travel, it's
Yeah.
basically that level of power, which is truly the power of a god, not a pa like just a
No,
regular
no, no.
superpower.
If
Because
you want to talk about OP, let's talk about that girl with courage. Now, she is
well, let's draw a comparison
unstoppable.
to My Hero Academia. So, the powers in this show are kind of similar to how the powers work in that show. They both develop in kind of puberty in such a way. They develop a little younger in My Hero, but there's an extent to the power. There's actually a biological component that they somewhat explain in the show to explain how it happened. They do that in this show too. They say the comet landed, there's some particles that dropped from it, which kind of awakened something in the human biology that wasn't supposed to, which manifests these powers. That's fine for pretty much every power in the series, except for time travel. Time travel is not a power. That's my thing. It's not a
Time travel
power.
is a power, and it's like it,
It's,
I felt like it was used
but
really well in
it's
the
a
show.
god power. Like
It's not a god power. I
it's a
mean,
god
come
power.
on.
It's a god level
No,
power. It's just
it's not.
yes,
It's a normal power.
it's
You
truly
could
god
stop,
level
like
power.
anybody else in the show could have stopped the time travel ability if they really wanted to. Like, how is time travel going to compare to like, the girl with courage? Like, he couldn't touch her 'cause she's too brave.
Yeah, but
It's like the brave little toaster.
in all seriousness, I don't enjoy that power. I think
I enjoyed that power and I felt like it made the show even better.
that's a good question. Do you think the show could have been better without the time travel elements?
No, it could not have been. Could not have been. It could not have worked without the time travel, for one thing.
Well,
But
what if the time travel wasn't a power and it was just something that they were able to do? Like, maybe the scientists had invented some kind of time travel, or
Well, if the
maybe.
scientists had invented some kind of time travel, why would they send Shunsuke back in time to like completely mess up their whole plan?
I'm not saying like they would do that on purpose. I'm saying maybe like I don't know. I'm not gonna write the story right now. But what I would like to see, what I would like to talk about, if they made a sequel to this show, I would like to see it where maybe the scientists create people with powers or something like that. Because that's the thing I wanted to see, like maybe them learning how to harness the power. Since we know it's a biological component, I was hoping that maybe we'd see an adult with the power by the end of the series, and kind of that foreshadowed something, like that there was more to come. I mean, I get that the ending is kind of a final ending, like he's cleansed the power, and then they have the cure, so it's not going to happen again or whatever. But to see an adult with the power, or because they don't really explain how they have the power when they're a kid and then they lose it once they hit 18. Like, what causes that? Especially since they said the comet does something in puberty, which makes them manifest the power. So I feel like that's what the scientists were trying to find out, is like how they can harness that power, how can they use that power. And you know, that's what My Hero does better than this show, is My Hero dives into that a lot. You know, later in My Hero, there's like drugs that enhance it. There's all kinds of stuff like that where they kind of tap into the ability.
What would in I mean, I guess you could enhance the time travel power and maybe have the ability instead of like to time leap back into your body, maybe time leap into like anybody else's body. So
Well,
like
that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of potential for that concept, because that's I think what the scientists were trying to do. I mean, it's a logical thing, and but they just want to cure it like it's a disease, which makes sense. But having some of these powers could have been very useful for humanity in general. Like, what if scientists were able to take the chick's healing power and able to figure out what that could do, you know? Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot
I
of good
mean,
questions. But overall, like, the
I
whole theme of just the powers and such, I mean, it was interesting. I just, certain powers were more broken than other powers, and
like the time leap power definitely wasn't broken. I mean,
well,
I'm not, I can't say this in that courage power. I'd be worried about somebody who had that as a real power.
I mean, all joking aside, for real though,
I'm not even fucking joking, Josh.
I don't like the just the powers, I
And
guess.
then on top of that, remember, like, somebody had the power of permeation in it. Another My Hero thing going on right there.
I mean, there's a lot of things that, I mean, powers are, there's only a finite amount of powers. That's why I'm kind of over shows that just have just powers like this. I mean,
You know, the one thing the show did right is it made like it gave limits to those
well,
powers.
that
So
was
like, for
my
instance,
favorite part
now
of
it
the
had the power
show.
to turn. But she couldn't turn invisible to everybody, only one person.
Yeah, and
So.
I like that until they introduced Plunder, which I think devalued that whole concept. That's
No.
why I wanted to talk about the Plunder ability, because I feel like that was my favorite part about having the distinguishing factor of this show was that it wasn't just powers. That there's the limit of how long they have the powers. There's also the limit of the powers all have an inherent weakness or inherent disadvantage to them. They're imperfect powers. But then later in the series, we get introduced to a essentially perfect power. And then we.
Plunder is not perfect. Like, I mean, I've mentioned it before. The dude loses his mind, so.
That's after getting thousands of powers. He unknowingly had multiple powers since the beginning of the series and didn't even realize it. So, I mean, there was basically zero ill advantage. I mean, in theory, if he had a group of people with him when he was collecting the powers, he could have kept his sanity, possibly, if he actually had people around him to kind of guide him in the right direction. If something like the little necklace with the notes on it was powerful enough to keep him kind of sane, then I think actually having someone there with him, he could have been in the same mindset. It's not, I don't think that's a limitation of Plunder ability itself. I think that's just him getting all those powers and having so many experiences so quickly, I think is just really overwhelming on his
Well, you
psyche.
know, that goes into another thing. Do you think that like when he gets those powers from people, like it like gives him some of their memories or whatever, and that's like maybe his brain was getting overloaded by it, or like it never
No.
says like what specifically about that plunder ability caused him to lose his mind?
No, I mean, like, it's not, that's what I'm saying. It's not that he's losing his mind because of the ability. It's just he's having a lot of life experience and he's doing a lot of things like super quickly. I mean, it's an overwhelming, stressful experience for anyone. I mean, you can have a similar experience like that in real life if you just go out and do a bunch of shit. I mean, it's a really overwhelming experience for anyone.
And you know, I just realized that once he had that healing ability, that along with the time leap ability, like if the healing ability allowed him to heal his eyesight after he time leaped every time, he would basically be able to time leap unlimitedly.
Yeah, I mean,
Would be awesome. I think they should have explored that more. It would be great to see somebody with infinite power just doing whatever they want. And I would watch that show.
that's basically Doctor Who.
No, Doctor Who has zero powers. Zero powers.
What do you mean?
Can Doctor Who time leap?
Yes.
Can he plunder other abilities?
Yes.
Well, why does he, Doctor Who even need help? Well, we'll get to Doctor Who another day. But yeah, I'd say like, you know, like the time leap, the plunder ability, yeah, maybe those are a little overpowered. The courage ability, I think
Well,
we can both agree, is pretty overpowered.
like I
But
said, I liked all the. Well, okay, here. What do you think the weakness of the courage ability was? That it was actually incredibly stupid because it will get you killed?
no, I think the courage ability is one of those abilities that just didn't have any weakness.
Okay.
I mean, she, like, 'cause the thing is, like, she was basically OP. Like, she, like, you gotta think, you had the plunder ability, he had all those abilities, and yet she had to save him.
She didn't have to do it.
She had to.
I'm thinking
Like,
he's.
shoot, like, you was gonna die if it wasn't for her.
I no, I think he was. I don't know. I guess
He
that's.
got shot in the leg, and, like, I think he got shot in, like, the shoulder, like, something else. But she had to show up to save him because, with all those, still didn't have the power of courage.
Well, I think. I mean, there's a couple ways you could read the scene. One way you could read the scene is that he's there and he's kind of given up, and she kind of shows up and kind of gives him the last push of motivation to, save her. That's one way to read it. The second way to read it is he was intentionally getting shot to try to draw her out because maybe he knew her power. Because, again, we don't know that for sure. Like,
I mean, like, I don't think he knew her power, 'cause,
well,
like,
no, because the thing is, he knows what her power is before he takes it away from her. Because he says, "Oh, who knew the last power would be courage?" And then he touches
but
her.
how did he know she would show up to save him? She could have been, like, saving, like, some cat from a tree or something at that
Well,
time.
because he knew her location, so he might have been doing that to draw her out. I mean, I think subtly the show, like I said, the first reading is probably what the show was going for, but just on a more basic level, I mean, it's not really doing anything special as far as that moment. I didn't necessarily think that was necessary. I don't really like that metaphor of that he needed courage.
Well, I like to think that she's the most OP character in the show, and I'm hoping if this show gets a spin-off, it's just about her and her courage ability.
Did you watch the OVA?
No, I did not. Did you?
No, I did not.
All right. I'll definitely check out the OVA after this, 'cause
And I think there, if I'm not mistaken, there might be something different in the manga than this? I don't know. I didn't look into it since I just
I
finished
well,
it,
like, one
but.
thing I was unhappy about was, like, the fact that, like, it ends without, like, really, like, establishing whether you and now
Well, with
a
that, do
relationship
you
or
want to
anything
get
after that.
into the waifu category now?
Yeah, I guess this is a good time to get into that.
Since we're talking
So,
about one of the waifus, so you want to
well,
go through them?
I know on the document I just listed, like, I listed, like, the six most prominent girls in the show. We had Nao, who's obviously the number one. I think I although I would say Yusa is a, she's a strong contender. I pit Yusa and Misa as two different characters, because even though they share the same body, they're obviously different characters. And it's something about the red eyes that, like, I don't know. I think Misa is just more appealing than Yusa. But Yusa and her spell casting thing, like, I'm gonna put it as a tie between Yusa and Misa. Madoki,
I don't even know why you
you
put
don't really get,
Madoki on this list.
huh?
Why is Madoki on this list?
I felt like she needed to be on the list.
She was like barely in it.
She was she like I
Was her she was the
about
power where she made people sleep, right?
well, her power is, like, hypnotism. She was able to erase a Yu and a Yumi's memory.
No, that was the guy. Her power is making
No.
people sleep.
Oh yeah,
And
well,
then she falls asleep.
like
See?
it listed. I mean, it
All
listed
right.
her power as, like, hypnotism. So I'm assuming she can do more than just make people go to sleep.
No, she makes people go to sleep and then she falls asleep. That's what her power is.
Yeah. Well, oh yeah, because it's like, yeah, the other guy, he has the erasing memory ability.
Yeah. So basically, she's eliminated from the waifu list because you didn't
No,
remember her
she's
power.
staying on there, Josh. She's on there for
Well,
life.
obviously, I mean, I put that fucking one guy on the other list. I mean.
Yeah,
But, I
like,
mean, she definitely can be on the list. I didn't really enjoy her as a character at all.
you didn't get to know her much as a character. That's why we need more spin-offs and, like, more OVAs and, like, maybe a sequel anime. Hopefully we get, like, a visual novel in sometime in the future. Like, there's so many ways that some places they could go with this. Maybe another Charlotte comic hits, and instead of giving, just, like, youth powers, he just gives everybody powers, and then you go into this whole My Hero Academia situation. Maybe the show is a like some way indirect prequel to My Hero, and it's like all the heroes, like when the second Charlotte comic comes around, that's how everybody on the planet gets powers and stuff. See, that's a theory that I'm willing to explore.
And then
What do you
One Punch Man is like 1,000 years in the future of both these series.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Josh, like, I think we just came up with the ultimate theory.
I mean, maybe we
I mean,
can make a theory.
like I'm claiming trademark on this theory. This is solid, Josh. We're coming up with some solid stuff here. Sayla, obviously she need I wish we could have gotten more of her,
I
'cause
feel like there's more, especially with the subtle hints to her going blind and her having to sacrifice to God for the power. I feel like there's way more to her character.
And
And
they could probably explore that in a prequel anime, maybe talking more about her and maybe about Nao's brother. And I guess her, Nao's brother, and like Shunsuke would all be like around the same age. So like maybe they all had like some, like maybe they all like crossed paths at somewhere like in the previous timeline and stuff. And like there could have been something important that happened there that led up to the events of Charlotte. Yumi, yeah, I put that on there because like obviously that was like what when the show starts, that's who you think is going to be like the number one girl. But like she's like I think she's in like the first like episode, and then she shows up toward toward the end of the series after like Yumi dies. But other than that, she doesn't really seem to have much at all impact on the show.
I mean, I know the Japanese people love their like incest sister relationships, but I've never been a huge fan of that
I'm not talking
dynamic.
about I'm not talking about his sister. I'm talking about like that girl he was crushing on at his school, Yumi.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were
No,
talking about his
no.
sister. I was like, what the
I mean,
fuck?
look at the list, Josh. I did not put his sister
I
on the
did.
list.
I was like about to say, okay, so
I mean, yeah,
you mean
I
his
know.
first crush, Yumi.
He had the sister like brother complexes and stuff. But I don't roll that way.
Yeah, they were making a lot of references to that. So what's his sister's name?
Ayumi.
What?
His sister's name is Ayumi.
Oh,
Well, it was
okay.
like has a AYUMI,
Okay.
so
So
that's
Yumi is his,
Yumi,
I'm
but with
looking
an
at,
A in front of it.
I'm seeing who you're talking about now. Yeah,
Yeah.
so her, she was stupid. I hated her. Yeah, pretty much she was just a
But
stupid character.
are we both in agreement that Nao is definitely number one girl from this show? I think.
I guess I'm conflicted about her character. Her as an overall character, she seems to combine multiple personality traits, and it's, she's kind of just like a, she's not a, she doesn't feel like a real character sometimes.
I know, like she definitely felt like a real character. Like
But
I
like,
would say, I
even,
would say she was definitely one of the most complex characters in the show.
I don't, that's the thing, she's not really that complex.
She is like you think that like you start off thinking that like she's like kind of like this really like just like brooding and the like shady person who's willing to blackmail anybody into like her organization and stuff. But then you start seeing other sides of her, like how her brother, like the stuff that happened to her brother, made her what she is now, where she's like solely dedicated to finding people and like keeping them from using their power so they don't get discovered and stuff, so that what happened to her brother doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily her will. That was the will of his brother who took her
Well,
under his
like like
wing.
the thing is like his brother gave her a way of basically like being able to like do something to prevent other people from going through what her brother went through. So it gave her a way of basically growing, because otherwise she would have been stuck in like a rut of like just no like knowing that her brother went through all this and she wasn't able to do anything, and she had all these fake friends around her in that school that she was at. And maybe like that would have maybe it may have caused her some guilt and stuff over that. So
I don't know. Her character, I just, she's too much of a, I don't know. She just doesn't feel complete to me. She's not a complete character. Maybe if like she had a sequel series where we could actually see her in her full personality, we just kind of get the baseline. She's like okay with whatever, and I don't know. She just and then because she doesn't have any like passion. She doesn't like the only thing she cares about is like doing her thing. Yeah, I don't. There's just something about
Well,
her
her
that.
passion is music. Like she's like really into the music of ZN, but she's not into ZN her like itself. So like she's not a fan girl, but she is a fan of like the music.
Well, I mean, she is a fangirl, but she's like.
She's not a fan girl. I mean, like she
She is a
like you like
fangirl.
you
She is a fangirl
she
with the
like she didn't even
merchandise.
want to meet Sailor when she had the
That
chance.
that's different. I understand exactly where that motivation's coming from, because it's death of the author, death of the artist. It doesn't matter. That's the kind of mentality she has. She enjoys the product, not necessarily who creates the product. So like, but she is a fangirl of that product. She likes the music. She does enjoy the merch. The case with the phone screen or the phone case scene confirms that. So she definitely is like a diehard super fan of just that band. But that's mainly because of her brother, though. And from experience of having a little sister, or I know my little sister feels the same way about me. There's a lot of things I'm into that she's just into. And if something traumatic happened to me, I'm sure she would like cling on to that. And that's the same situation we have here. Is just she's the little sister. She clings onto that music. Wasn't even interested in listening to it at first until the traumatic thing happened, and then it was her kind of her one thing to remind her of her brother. Kind of like Yu's main thing with the food. It's the same kind of connection there.
So like what you're saying is like you still think Nao is a strong character, but you'd probably pit Madoki as the number one.
I mean,
That's what I'm getting, Josh.
having a chick that could put me to sleep would be pretty nice when I'm like really tired and I need to go to sleep. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty nice. I have trouble sleeping.
But imagine a chick that could just be completely invisible to you at all times. I think that's what most guys dream
I don't really. No, because then she'll just be spying on you all the time. You'll be like jerking it in the corner, and she'll like come around. Oh, I've been watching you the whole time. That's creepy.
honestly, what, don't you think it was kind of creepy what she did when she was like sitting in his living room and she like watching him do all this terrible stuff? Like she did
Yeah.
that in the show. Like she would
Okay.
like sit there like when he was going through like the worst depression of his life. She just sat there and watched him for and how long did this go on? Like this had to go on for at least
Oh,
a
yeah.
couple of
Well,
weeks.
when we get the best aspects, moments and aspects, I do want to go over the timeline a little bit, but I do want to finish up this category. So I'm gonna say my number one is definitely Nao, or however the fuck you say her name. I can't say Japanese names.
Now, Tomari.
Number two, I definitely would do Misa.
Yeah, I actually, you know what? I had Yusa as number two on this list, but I'm gonna say Misa also.
Yeah, and then Madoki's probably my next one.
Madoki's staying at number four for me.
Then Yusa, then Sala, Shane, or whatever her name is, and then Yumi's definitely the last on this list.
I think like minus the fact that we're in just complete disagreement on where Yusa and Doki place on this list, we're in agreement on everything else on that.
I mean, I really do like Madoki's abilities just alone, cool. But the thing is, are we judging them post series, or like where are we judging them on waifu material, you know?
I would say on how good of characters they were, and also like for me, and I mean maybe this is just for me, how much would you be willing to ship them with the main character?
I don't know, 'cause I don't like shipping characters.
Shipping is what I do, Josh. I sometimes watch like just absolutely terrible anime just to see who I'm gonna
Well,
ship
n
people
the
with.
only but the thing is, the only reason Nao is my favorite is because she has the most development as a character. That's the
Oh
only reason I can put her
no. I'd
above.
say Yusa and Misa get about as much development time. And
No.
then Madoki gets developed more than anybody in the show.
They don't really get that much development.
Yusa does get actually quite a bit of development. Like
Not
and she
really.
like, the whole her whole relationship with her sister and the fact that everybody else is able to talk to her sister but her. It's I mean,
Yeah, but it's very cheap at the end when they just go visit their parents one time. And it's the last 10 seconds, and then she leaves her a note. It's not a good conclusion to me. It was
I
very
mean, I felt like I felt like it was a pretty good
very
conclusion.
anticlimactic for
Because
me.
I mean, it was going to be it should have been anticlimactic because yeah, I think like no matter how you look at it, her sister is dead. And like she's already come to terms with the fact that her sister has been gone because I mean, she hasn't seen her sister and been able to talk to her since she died. So this one for me was like basically her going through like a final resolution after she's like come to terms with the fact that her sister's gone.
Yeah. But anyways, off the waifus, let's just go to best moments and aspects. But first, before we dive into that completely, I just want to talk roughly about the timeline and kind of just go over things. So, first things first, how we know he is 15 and then he becomes 16. So, I'm thinking the whole series takes place about, well, up to that point of his birthday in the hospital before he goes on his adventure. It's about a 1 year time span is what I'm gauging, probably close to, right?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Because,
Are we talking about the original timeline, or like, or the
well,
current time, or the timeline where the show starts at us?
they're the
I'm guessing.
same time. Yeah, they're the same timeline. I'm talking about the timeline of the show. So like,
Yeah.
he's still in. Is he in middle school at the beginning, the first
No, he's in
episode?
high school.
I know later he's in high school, but
No,
doesn't the
he starts out. I mean,
No
actually,
no no no, let
yeah,
me
like he's in high school at the start of the like for the first
let
episode.
me explain. So in Japan, the whole part of the beginning, I think he might have been in middle school. The reason for that is because in Japan they take provisional testing to figure out which high school they're going to go to. And the reason he was cheating on the test is because he was trying to get into a good high school. That's what I think.
Yeah, but he was already in the good high school at the start of the series.
No,
Because
that's why
remember,
he
he
was
had like the highest scores. Like, yeah, like in like they had just started high school at the start of the series.
I don't know if that was the case. I don't really
Yeah, at
recall.
the start of the first episode, he had just started like that new high school. Because remember, he was like, he started out as this new student. Everybody was like obsessed with like his high scores and stuff,
I
and
don't
like you know
think he
that.
was a new student then, was he?
Yeah, I mean, like nobody, like, nobody else at that school really like knew much about him other than he had like really high scores and stuff at the time.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because he like you know he was pretty much starting high school like right at the start of the first episode.
Well, then I guess that makes sense then. So that all ties in. So, but then obviously he goes to the other school later. But over the course of that, I'm assuming it's about a year, the time frame that he
Well,
kind of gets to know
here,
him.
look. Let me read the premise for the first episode. It's like, a small percentage of adolescents have onsets of special abilities. Yu Otosaka definitely uses an ability that takes over a target's body for 5 seconds to live the school life of an honor student and gets accepted into a prestigious high school.
Yeah, so maybe he just got accepted, and
Yeah, I
that's where
mean
we're starting
that's how
at.
the first that's how the start of the series starts, is with
Well,
him getting into that new school.
regardless, that's not that important. The most important thing is just to like kind of knowing the timeline. So like, he starts high school, and then a course of about a year. Then he's 16. Then he goes on his adventure. And how much time you think passes there between 1 to 2 years?
Or when he goes around the world and stuff,
Yeah, because
I think
he.
about 1 year probably passed.
You think it took him 1 year to go across the entire world and get rid of everyone's ability?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Like,
I mean, it's definitely believable, I guess.
I wonder if there's any information about it. Let's see.
I don't want official information. This is all speculation here. If we
Well,
were.
we speculate on facts here.
Nah, I mean it's whatever.
It doesn't even list how long it takes on the episode synopsis either. So I think our speculation is the closest we can get to facts.
I mean maybe the manga goes into more details, which I might pick up. I usually when I watch an anime, if that has a manga, I'll read the manga if I enjoyed it enough. If
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll do it this opposite way. I'll pick up a manga and then I'll find out there's an anime. I usually prefer to read the manga before I watch the anime, but in this case, I might just read the manga after the fact, and hopefully it's decent. But so yeah, let's just fully get into both moments and aspects. What was your favorite overall moments?
Favorite overall moment. That's a tough one. I had a lot of really favorite moments, but I would say overall, like, my favorite moment, and it wasn't because of any like high action or anything. It was just because, like, the moment, like, was just like, a real really emotional moment, was that moment where he found the girl with the courage. I thought that was a great way to end his journey. So for that was my favorite moment.
We should
How about
probably
you?
prepare for this more when we do it in the future. We should probably prepare for this more when we do it in the future, because I mean, there's a lot of moments I enjoyed. Overall favorite moment, I've really hated my least favorite moment. Let me tell you that. I know this is the best moment.
I would like to hear that.
My least favorite moment was when his sister died. I saw what they were trying to do. Like that whole episode where it's just him
I
being
am with you
depressed.
100% on that. That was my least favorite moment too. Why did they have to kill Ayumi?
Especially since they completely undid that moment.
I was glad that they undid it, but I was upset that they would dare kill Ayumi. Like, they could have killed any number of other characters, but they chose Ayumi, and that
Well,
really pissed me
it was
off.
just his reaction to it. I mean, I understand it's kind of a realistic reaction, but I
I
just.
mean, I mean, like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think that's a realistic reaction at all. I'm not gonna go like pick fights with every single gangster in like like my city, and
Well,
like
I mean, you don't
go and
have
like do some
powers,
like really
so
dangerous and powerful drugs and stuff, and like
I mean,
that
yeah.
dude went a little overboard, like,
I can't believe she let him do all that shit, but the moment he was about to do drugs, that's where she drew the line. She's like,
Yeah, she's
stop.
like, I can let you like really like break all these laws and potentially kill people, but I'm not gonna let you do drugs because I'm a dare officer. That's what I got out of that.
So, but best moment. Damn it. Because I just finished the series, I didn't have any time to prepare. Best moment, best moment. Trying to think back through every episode.
Well, there was all those great moments where Yusa was casting those spells and stuff.
No.
Great moments.
Damn it. I don't even know. Because I didn't really like the change of tone after that episode, after we introduced to the brother character and we go back in time. I didn't really like any moments after that. I mean, I enjoyed the show, but I don't think any moment was like, this is the best moment, because it kind of took away from what the show was up to that point. There's a completely different shift in tone.
Like I said, that shift in tone is what like really made the show stick with me, 'cause like I went into the show expecting something, and I got something else, but it was like a pleasant surprise, so.
Yeah, as far as like storytelling goes, like just to keep you engaged and interested, but to actually say it was the best moment, because I didn't really enjoy those decisions. I didn't enjoy introducing the two most broken powers. I didn't enjoy those elements being introduced into the show. I was happy with the show being the way it was. I could have watched the show for another 20 episodes of them just kind of going on mini adventures, and then they build up to that. The biggest thing is it's only 13 episodes, so they get through it quickly. I wish there was more time, like especially with the sister's death. If that was just it, if that lasted longer, if they built it up a little longer and then they killed her off and then they like
You
went
know what?
longer
Like, I
after
will say
that.
this much: as much as I was happy that Ayumi came back, I was like, I mean, especially because you had like somebody like Yusa who had already dealt with like her brother's death, and now who had already dealt with like her brother basically being comatose and stuff. Like it kind of gave you, at least for a while, it gave you like a tragic event which he could use to better relate to the other people in that student council or
Well,
whatever.
even
But
when they were foreshadowing that he had a brother or there was another member of the family, I'm like, I really hope they don't do this. I hope they don't do, like, oh, he lost his memory. I was hoping it would be something completely unexpected. So for me, that wasn't really a huge twist that he had forgotten his brother. The time travel stuff was definitely, like, more than I thought I was expecting. But that aspect of the show, I feel like it was necessary to complete this story, but I was enjoying the story probably better in the first half, and I don't know. That's my thing. So some of the best moments in the first half, they didn't really ever get to like a really great moment for me. That was kind of the thing. They never had the time to do it. They were just doing a couple of enters, then all this time travel shit happened, and then the series wrapped up. It was just the series was too short, I think.
I do wish that there was more episodes, 'cause like I said, I want an entire spinoff based on the Courage Girl.
I feel like this
An
could have been a
entire spinoff.
24 episode show
Easily.
instead of a
Easily.
13, like a 24 to 26, because 13, I'll have to read the manga and then kind of reevaluate my thoughts after that to see if maybe the ending could be different. I don't know the timeline for this. I don't know if this ending is different than the manga. I don't know if it's the exact same. That's the thing. When we're having source material, it's kind of, for me, I like reading the manga just to have that gauge versus like what the true story was being told, because I'm kind of suspecting there's more to this story that was left out in the anime because they were trying to reach the 13 mark. That's what I'm theorizing right now, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that could have been answered or had more time to elaborate on that they weren't able to meet because they were trying to reach this 13 episode mark. You know, I feel
Yeah, I
like
mean.
they did that. They had to do that because they had to shorten it. Because they were given 13 episodes.
But I think, especially if you go by the theories that we came up with already, I think we got a continuation of this anime in My Hero Academia. I'm sticking to that theory, Josh.
But man,
Still haven't thought of a favorite moment either, have you?
well, there is no, I don't have a favorite moment, I would say. I do.
So I
My
think you.
best aspect, though, I think the best thing that the show had going for it was that definitely ha made you feel something, which No Gun's Life did not, to bring it back to
Yeah.
that. So it makes you feel something. That's important, I think, for a good story. The story's a little bit all over the place, but that's fine as long as it makes you feel things and it has a decent conclusion. And
And it has characters that with real motivations, and like this whole thing that No Gun's Life was missing called the plot.
And I did notice that distinction. I really wish that you had seen Angel Beats because I was even reading the wiki on this and they really talk about it, which I can see, but obviously you don't understand and I don't want to spoil it too much. But this show is definitely more character focused. It's like it gives you more time to learn about the individual character. And I really appreciate that way of storytelling where each character gets a little bit of time to kind of develop their personality. So I think that was good. Just the overall storytelling was good. That was probably my favorite aspect is the storytelling, and just in conjunction with the music elements. That's what kept the series going. The art was just average. I don't know. That's pretty much my.
I actually like the art for me, like really stuck out. And every single frame, they put a lot of attention to detail. I like the like times where they would choose to use the mix of 3D and 2D, like, 'cause it was seamless and you couldn't even really tell. I felt like the animation was very fluid, more fluid than you would typically get in like these shorter animes. I like the colors they use for a lot of the environments, and they had a lot of that in the show, which was something that No Gun's Life I felt was missing. In this show, you had the parts where they were in his home, they had the parts where they were in the school, there was the part where he was in the restaurant, you had like the part where they were at the park, like the fort in the forest or whatever, the parts in the facility. And then the different scenery when he was traveling all over the world. So they didn't just stick to like a handful of locations. They did like they really went out of their way to diversify, like not just the characters but the environments too. And I felt like everything about this show was pretty well planned and really well executed. So overall, Josh, would you recommend this show?
Yeah, let's go into the final thoughts. I mean, I kind of went over my final thoughts there in
I
the
mean, that
best
was
moments
pretty
in
much
that.
my final thoughts too,
'Cause
so.
I mean, that's kind of what I was going into, but I would definitely recommend the show. I mean, this is a it was definitely worth watching. And anyone who hasn't seen it, I think they should see it.
I think that's pretty much
And
my
I probably
overall.
will read the manga just to see if there's some differences there, and I'll probably check out the OVA if I can find it. So another thing I want to do in this segment, since I did set up a my anime list for the series to kind of keep track of what series we're watching on the podcast, I did want to give it a rating just for the my anime list. So like, for example, No Guns Life, just kind of based on our feedback from the podcast, I went ahead and gave it a 4 out of 10. I think our combined thoughts, I kind of wanted to give it a little bit lower, but
I think that's reasonable.
4 out of 10. So for this on the My Anime list, what would you say your 1 out of 10 rating would be?
I'd say like if I had to give it a score between 1 and 10,
Yeah, just and let me read you what I don't know if you've used My Anime list in a long time, but the way they do it, I'll just start from the bottom up. So it goes from appalling, horrible, very bad, bad, average, fine, good, very good, great, masterpiece. So
I'm gonna say very good.
an 8 out of 10. That's kind of what I was leaning on.
Yeah.
I feel like 8 out of 10 is definitely what I would
Yeah, 'cause
say.
I think this like show like even if you like aren't typically a fan of like this genre of show, I feel like the plot twist that they add to it and like really the diversity of characters, the amount of character development that the main cast gets, like the like intro, I mean like the premise, the plot. Everything about this show I felt like was so well executed that
Yeah.
it would be enjoyable for anybody who's just a
And
fan
what
of
I
anime
could,
in general
I
to
think
watch.
if it was 24 to 26 episodes, it definitely could have been great if it expanded on some more other concepts and maybe gave us more. That probably would have got it to
Yeah, I
great.
mean like I feel like the only thing I was missing is like I wish I had gotten how they
And
even ended up in that facility and the old timeline that his brother traveled from in the first place, but
yeah.
we don't really get much on that. I feel like that's something maybe
But
they could expand on in another anime though,
yeah, I
but
feel like that's why it's not a great. Now, to get it to up to masterpiece, I mean, what it would have taken to get it to masterpiece for me, probably it would have just had to have more logic to some of the things, and there would have had to been more
more
again,
time travel.
maybe to make it more make more sense. There would just have to been something there to really end the story or kind of tie it
Yeah,
all together.
like that's for me one thing that because by the end of the series I really did care about like you and Nao's relationship, and you don't get any more build up on that. Like they have that one thing, they have that one moment before he leaves to go around the world, and then like the little like 10 second moment in the hospital after he gets back, and I was like, oh, I wanted a lot to like a lot more of a conclusion to that. But for
Yeah.
me though, I didn't like even with those complaints, I did not leave this anime disappointed at all.
No, I mean it was definitely very good. I think 8 out of 10, and the biggest thing for kind of what we're doing with the podcast, it's definitely a recommendation, but obviously this is a spoiled podcast, so anyone who would even listen to this
Probably has already seen it.
probably's already seen
Hopefully
it.
they've seen it. Well.
And I'm sure they probably agree with us, 8 out of 10, 'cause and that's kind of the biggest takeaway from it, I would say. It's must watch, probably. I because that's the thing with kind of rating, and as we do this with the My Anime list, I didn't want to do the rating at first, but I kind of like having just kind of the catalog and just finding a rating just as an overall
Yeah.
summary of our kind of to, just to give it an idea. Yeah, so do you have any other thoughts or opinions, or you just want to wrap it up
No,
here?
I like those were my final thoughts. If you want, we can go to like the show we're gonna be covering next week.
Yeah, so next Wednesday we're going to be doing Erased. So I've seen it. You have not seen it though.
Yeah, I'll probably finish it today.
I'm just going to tell you it's a time travel. So I was kind of inspired from this. It does have a little bit of time travel in it. Don't want to spoil the details on it, but There's a little
I'm
bit of
looking
time.
forward
There's
to
a
it.
little bit of time travel, so we'll be able to maybe compare and contrast how time travel was handled in that series versus this one. So, but
Fantastic.
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
so I guess we'll wrap it up here. So we'll
Yeah.
see you guys next.